Blog Talk Radio.
Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. This is Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, you made a shaykh ton of regime. This is Alhamdulillah, the good life. This is the good life. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, you made a shaykh ton of regime. Lord, the good life. Holy Quran and Sister Claire Muhammad Education Hour. And this is Amin Yasir Muhammad. And we are trying to create a Claire Muhammad school here in Los Angeles area. And we start off by saying, O'udhu Billahi Min Shaitan Rajeem. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. When we say, O'udhu Billahi Min Shaitan Rajeem, we seek Allah's help from Satan and reject it. We say, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim, but God's name, the merciful benefactor, merciful Redeemer. We say Al-Fatiha. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillah. Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman. Ar-Rahim. Malik Yom Ti. Al-Budu Wa Ya Kudastain. Itin Al-Fatiha. Al-Mustakim. Wa'atul Adin. Amta Al-Fatiha. Faith will. Wa'atubi Alayhim. Al-Fatiha. We read 130 of the Holy Quran. And we left off. At Surah 15, Al-Hijri, the Rocky Tract. Surah 15, this is the 14th of the 30th juice. Alhamdulillah. And second key. And moreover, we have guarded them from every evil spirit of curse. But any that gains their hearing by stealth is pursued by a flaming fire, bright to see. And the earth we have spread out like a carpet set thereon, mountains firm and immovable, and produce therein all kinds of things in due balance. And we have provided therein means of subsistence for you, for those whose sustenance ye are not responsible. And there's not a thing but its sources and treasure and its gospel are with us, but we only send down there and do it as an attainable measure. But we send the fecundating winds and cause the rain to descend from the sky, therewith providing you with water in abundance, though ye are not the guardians of its stores. And verily, it is we who give life and who give death. It is we who remain inheritance after all else passes away. To us are known those of you who hasten forward and those who lag behind. Assuredly, it is thy Lord who will gather them together, for he is perfect in wisdom and knowledge. We created man from sounding clay, from mud molded into shape. And the generation we had created before from the fire of a scorching wind. Behold, thy Lord said to the angels, I'm about to create man from sounding clay, from mud molded at the shape. When I have fashioned him in due proportion, breathed into him of my spirit, fall you down in the deepest unto him. For the angels prostrated themselves, all of them together, not so at least. He refused to be among those who prostrated themselves. And I said, oh, at least, what is your reason for not being among those who prostrated themselves? And they said, I'm not one to prostrate myself to man, whom thou didst create from the sounding clay, from mud molded into shape. Allah said, then get thee out from here, for thou art kala fakruj minha, kala fakruj minha, the innaka, then get thee out from here, for thou art rejected a curse, Rahim. And the curse shall be on thee till the day of judgment. But he said, oh, my Lord, give me then respite till the day the dead are raised. Allah said, respite is granted thee to the day of the time appointed. Iblis said, oh, my Lord, because thou hast put me in the wrong, I will make wrong fair seeming to them on the earth. I'll put them all in the wrong, except thy servants among them, sincere and purified by thy grace. Allah said, this way is my sincere service, is indeed a way that leads straight to me. For over my servants, no authority shalt thou have except such as but put themselves in the wrong and follow thee. Stop with thee. And verily, hell is the promise of abode for them all. There are seven gates, for each of those gates is a special class for sinners assigned. The righteous will be amid garden with fountains of clear flowing water. Their greeting will be, enter ye here in peace and security. And we shall remove from their hearts any lurking sense of injury. They will be brothers, joyfully facing each other on thrones of dignity. There no sense of fatigue shall touch them. Nor shall they ever be asked to leave. Tell my servants that I am indeed the all-forgiving, most merciful, and that my penalty will be indeed the most grievous penalty. Tell them about the guests of Abraham when they entered his presence and said, peace. He said, we feel afraid of you. They said, fear not. We give thee glad tidings of a son endowed with wisdom. He said, do you give me glad tidings that old age has seen you? Or what then is your good news? They said, we give thee glad tidings in truth, but be not then in despair. He said, and who despairs of the mercy of the Lord, such as go astray? Kala Rama Yak Nut Mil Ah Mati Rabi Ila Rodum. And who despairs of the mercy of the Lord, such as go astray? Kala Rama Yak Nut Yak Kala Waman Yak Natu Yak Natu Mil Ah Mati Radhi Iledoru. Abraham said, what then is the business of which ye have come, O ye messengers of Allah? They said, we have been sent to a people deep in sin, accepting the adherence of blood. Them we certainly charged to save than all from harm except his wife, who we have ascertained will be among those who lag behind. As then when the messengers arrive among the adherents of blood, he says, ye appear to be uncommon folk. He said, yea, we have come to thee to accomplish that of which they doubt. We have brought to thee that which is inevitably due, and assuredly ye tell the truth. Then travel by night with thy household when a portion of the night yet remain. Do thou bring up the rear, that no one amongst you look back and pass on whither you are ordered. And we made known this decree to him, that the last remnant of those sinners should be cut off by the morning. The inhabitants of the city came in mad joy at news of the young man. God said, these are my guests, disgrace me not, but fear Allah and shame me not. They said, did we not forbid thee to speak for all and sundry? He said, there are my daughters to marry, if you must act so. Verily, by thy life, O Prophet, in their wild intoxication, they wandered distraction to and fro. But the mighty blast overtook them before morning, returned cities upside down and rained down on them brimstone hard as baked clay. Behold, and this are signs for those who by tokens do understand. And the cities were right on the high road. Behold, and this is a sign for those who believe. And the companions of the wood were all also wrongdoer. So receives so exact retribution from them. They were both on an open highway, plain to see. The companions of the rocky track also rejected the messengers. We sent them our signs, but they persisted in turning away from them. Out of mountains did they hew their edifices, feeling themselves secure. But the mighty blast seized them of a morning, and of no avail to them but all that they did with such art and care. We created not the heaven, the earth, and all between them, but put us in. The hour is surely coming when this will be manifest to overlook any human faults with gracious forgiveness. For verily it is thy Lord who is the master creator, knowing all things. We have bestowed upon thee the 70 oft-repeated verses in the Quran. Drain not that eye, listen to what we have bestowed on some of them, nor grieve over them, but lower thy wing and gentleness to the believers, and say, I am indeed he that warneth openly without ambiguity of just such wrath as we sent down on those who divided scripture into arbitrary parts. So also on such as we have made the Quran into shreds as they please. Therefore, by thy Lord, we will of a surety call them to account for all their deeds. Therefore, expound openly what thou art commanded, and turn away from those who join false gods with Allah. For sufficient are we unto thee against those who scoff, those who adopt with Allah another god, the soon will they come to know, like the shaitan of the jinn. We do indeed know how thy heart is distressed at what they say, but celebrate the praise of thy Lord, and be of those who prostrate themselves in adoration, and serve thy Lord until there come unto thee the hour that is certain. Allah, the Bee, Surah 16, the Bee, Allah, the Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. Inevitably cometh to pass, inevitably cometh to pass the command of Allah. Seek ye not then to hasten and glory to him, as far as he above having the partners they ascribe unto him. He just send angels with inspiration of his command, his sons and servants as he pleases, saying, warn man that there is no God but I, so do your duty unto me. He has created the heavens and the earth for just ends. Far as he above, having the partner they ascribe to him, he has created man from a sperm drop, and behold, this same man becomes an open disputer. And cattle he has created for you as men, them. We derive warmth and numerous benefits, and of their meat ye eat, and ye have a sense of pride and beauty in them, as we drive them home in the evening, and as ye lead them forth to pasture in the morning, and they carry your heavy load to land that ye sit, that you could not otherwise reach except with souls distressed, where your Lord is indeed most kind, most merciful. And he has created horses, mules, and donkeys for you to ride and use for show. And he has created other things of which ye have no knowledge. And unto Allah leads straight the way, but there are ways that turn aside. Had Allah will, he could have guided all of you. It is he who sends down rain from the sky. From it you drink, and out of it grows the vegetation on which you feed your cattle. With it he produces for you corn, olives, date palms, grapes, and every kind of fruit. Verily, this is a sign for those who give thought. He has made subject to you the night and the day, and the sun and the moon, and the stars are in subjection by his command. Verily, this is science for men who are wise. And the things on the earth which he multiplies in various colors and qualities. Verily, this is the time for men who celebrate the praise of Allah in gratitude. It is he who has made the sea subject, that ye may eat thereof flesh that is fresh and tender, that ye may extract therefrom ornaments to wear, and thou seest the ships therein that plow the waves, that ye may seek thus of the bounty of Allah, that ye may be grateful. And he is on the earth mountains, standing firm, that he should shake with you, and rivers and roads, that ye may guide yourselves, and marks and signposts, and by the stars men guide yourselves. And then he who creates like one that creates not, will ye not receive admonition? If ye would count up the favors of Allah, never would ye be able to number them, for Allah is all forgiving, most merciful. And Allah doth know what ye conceal and what ye reveal. Those whom they invoke besides Allah create nothing, nor themselves created. They are being dead, lifeless, nor do they know when they will be raised up. Your God is one God. As to those who believe not in the hereafter, their hearts refuse to know, and they are arrogant. Undoubtedly, Allah doth know what they conceal and what they reveal. Verily, he loveth not the arrogant. When it is said to them, what is it that your Lord has revealed? They say, tales of the ancients, that they bear on the day of judgment their own burden in full, and also something of the burdens of those without knowledge whom they enslaved. Alas, how grievous the burdens they will bear. Those before them did also plot against Allah's way, but Allah took the structures from their foundations, and the roof fell down on them from above, and the wrath seized them from protections they did not perceive. And on the day of judgment, he will cover them with shame and say, where are my partners concerning whom you used to dispute with the godly? Those endued with knowledge will say, this day indeed are the unbelievers covered with shame and misery. Namely, those whose lives are angels taken in a state of wrongdoing to their own soul, then would they offer submission with the pretense, we did no evil, nor need. The angels will reply, nay, but verily Allah knoweth all that you did, so enter the gates of hell to dwell therein. Thus evil indeed is the abode of the arrogant. For the righteous, when it is said, what is that your Lord has revealed? They say, all that is good. For those who do good, there is good in this world, and the home of the hereafter is even better. And excellent indeed is the home of the righteous, guards of eternity, which they will enter. Beneath them flow pleasant rivers. They will have therein all that they wish. Thus doth Allah reward the righteous, namely those whose lives are angels take in a state of purity, saying to them, peace be on you and to ye. Garden because of the good which you did in the world. Do the ungodly wait until the angels come to them, or there comes the command of thy Lord, but there for their doom, so did those who went before them. But Allah wronged them not, nay, they wronged their own souls. But the evil results of their deeds overtook them, and that very wrath at which they had scoffed in the men. Worshippers of false gods say, if Allah had so willed, we should not have worshipped aught but him. Neither we nor our fathers, nor should we have prescribed prohibitions other than his. So did those who went before them. But what is the mission of messengers but to preach the clear message? Letting the shaitan. For we assuredly sent amongst every people a messenger with his command, serve Allah and eschew evil. Of the people were some whom Allah guided, and some on whom error became inevitably established. So travel through the earth and see what was the end of those who denied the truth. if thou art anxious for their guidance, yet Allah guides not such as he leads to strength, and there is none to help them. They swear their strongest oath by Allah that Allah will not raise up those who die. Nay, but it is a promise binding on him and true. But most among mankind realize it is not. They must be raised up in order that he may manifest to them the truth of that wherein they differ, and that the rejection of the truth may realize that they had indeed surrendered to falsehood or to anything which we have will. Even say the word, be and it is. And those who leave their home in the cause of Allah after suffering oppression, we will assuredly give a goodly home in this world, and truly the reward of the hereafter will be greater if they only realize this. They are those who persevere in patience and put their trust in the Lord. Before the author of the messages we sent were but men to whom we granted inspiration. If you realize it's not after those who possess the message, we sent them with clear signs and scriptures, and we have sent down unto thee also the message, that thou mayest explain clearly to men what is sent for them, and that they may give thought. Do then those who devise evil plots feel secure that Allah will not cause the earth to swallow them up, or that the wrath will not seize them from directions they little perceived, or that he may not call them to account in the midst of their goings to and fro without a chance of their frustrating him, or that he may not call them to account by a process of slow wastage? For thy Lord is indeed full of kindness and mercy. Do they not look at Allah's creation, even among inanimate things, how their very shadow, then turn around from the right and the left, prostrating yourself to Allah, and that in the humblest manner? And to Allah doth visas all that is in heaven and on earth, whether moving, living creatures, or the ages, for none are arrogant before their Lord. Alhamdulillah. And this is a prostration. To Allah, God produces all that is in the heavens and on earth, whether moving, living creatures or the angels, for none are arrogant before the Lord. They all revere the Lord high above them. They do all that they are commanded. Allah said, take not for worship two gods, for he is just one God. Then fear me and me alone. To him belongs whatever is in the heavens and on earth. To him is duty due. Always then will ye fear other than Allah. And ye have no good thing but is from Allah. Moreover, when ye are touched by distress unto him, ye cry with groans. Yet when he removes the distress from you, behold, some of you turn to other gods to join with your Lord. Let me search on as if to show their ingratitude for the favor we have bestowed on them. And enjoy your brief day, but soon will you know your folly. And they even assign to things they do not know a portion out of that which we have bestowed for their substance by Allah. He shall certainly be called to account for your false inventions. They assign daughters to Allah, glory be to him, and for themselves done the issues they desire. When news is brought to one of them of the birth of a female child, his face darkens and he is filled with inward grief. With shame does he hide himself from his people. Because of the bad news he has had, shall he retain it on suffering and contempt, or buried in the dust? And what an evil choice they decide on. to those who believe not in the hereafter applies the similitude of evil. To Allah applies the highest similitude, for he is exalted in power, full of wisdom. If Allah were to punish men for their wrongdoing, he would not leave on the earth a single living creature, but he gives them respite for a stated term. When their term expires, they will not be able to delay the punishment for a single hour, just as they would not be able to anticipate it for a single hour. They attribute to Allah what they hate for themselves. Their tongues assert the falsehood that all good things are for themselves, without doubt, for them but the fire. They will be the first to be hastened on into this. By Allah, we also sent the prophets to people before thee, but Satan made to the wicked their own acts seem alluring. He is also their patron today, but they shall have the most grievous penalty. And we set down the book to thee for the express purpose that thou shouldst make clear to them those things in which they differ, that it should be a guide and a mercy to those who believe. And Allah sends down rain from the skies and gives therewith life to the earth after his death. And this is a sign for those who listen. And verily in Cal 2, we will find an instructive sign what is within their bodies. Between excretions and blood, we produce for you drink, milk, pure and pleasant to those who drink it, and from the fruit of the date palm and the vine, you get out drink and wholesome food. And behold, this also is a sign for those who are wise, and thy Lord taught the bee to build its cells and heal on the trees and man's habitations, and to eat of all the produce of the earth. And find with skill and patience, and find with skill the spacious path of his Lord. There issues from within the body a drink of varying colors, wherein is healing for men. Verily, this is a sign for those who give thought. Alhamdulillah. It's Allah who creates you and takes your soul at death. And of you, there are some who are sent back to a feeble age so that they know nothing after having known much. For Allah is all-knowing, all-powerful. Salam alaikum, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Yes, take your phone off mute, and I'm going to continue to read. I'm at section 10, number 71. Allah has bestowed his gifts. So I'm at number section 10 of Surah 16, number 71. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Rashad. Alhamdulillah. Allah has bestowed his gifts and blessings more freely on some of you than on others. Those more favored are not going to throw back their gifts to those whom their rights possess, so as to be equal in that respect. Will they then deny the favors of Allah? And Allah has made for you mates and companions of your own nature, and made for you out of them sons and daughters and grandchildren, and provided for your sustenance of the best. Will they then believe in vain things and be ungrateful for Allah's favors, and worship others than Allah, such as have no power of providing them for sustenance with anything in the heavens or earth, and cannot possibly have such power? Invent not similitudes for Allah, for Allah knoweth, and ye know not. Allah sets forth the parable of two men, one a slave under the dominion of another. He has no power of any sort, and the other a man on whom we have bestowed goodly favors from ourselves, and he spends thereof freely, privately, and publicly. Are the two equal? By no means. Praise be to Allah. But most of them understand not. Allah sets forth another parable of two men, one of them dumb with no power or of any sort, a wearisome burden is he to his master. Whichever way he directs him, he brings no good. Is such a man equal with one who commands justice and is on a straight way? Alhamdulillah. Number 77.
Okay, number 77. All right. Okay. That's 1577. 1677. Yes. 1677. Yeah. Okay. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. To Allah belongeth the unseen of the heavens and the earth, and a matter of the hour of judgment is as a twinkling of an eye, or even quicker, for Allah hath power over all things. It is He who brought you forth from the wombs of your mothers when ye knew nothing, and He gave you hearing and sight and intelligence and affection, that ye may give thanks to Allah. We do not look at the birds who are poised in the midst of the air and sky. Nothing holds them up but the power of Allah. Verily, and this is science for those who believe. It is Allah who made your habitations, homes of rest, and quiet for you, and made for you out of the skins of animals, tents for your dwellings, which you find so light and handy when you travel and when you stop in your travels. And out of their wool and their soft fibers, between wool and hair and their rich stuff and articles of convenience to serve you for a time. It is Allah who made out of the things He created some things to give you shade of the hills. He made some of you shelter for your shelter. He made your garments to protect you from heat and coats of mail to protect you from your mutual violence. Thus does He complete His favors on you, that you may surrender to His will and His love. But if they turn away, thy duty is only to preach the clear message. They recognize the favors of Allah when they deny them, and most of them are creatures ungrateful.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Let's turn the page. Section 12, like number 84. One day we shall raise from each people a witness. There will no excuse be accepted from unbelievers, nor will they receive any favors. When the wrongdoers actually see the penalty, then will it in no way be mitigated, nor will they then receive respite. When those who gave pardons to Allah will see their pardons, they will say, "Our Lord, these are our partners, those whom we used to invoke besides thee." But they will throw back their word at them and say, "Indeed, we are liars." The day shall they openly show their submission to Allah, and all their inventions shall leave them in the lurch. Those who reject Allah and hinder men from the path of Allah, for them will we add penalty to penalty for that they use to spread mischief. One day we shall raise from each people a witness against them from amongst themselves, and we shall bring thee as a witness against these thy people, and we have sent down to thee a book explaining all things, a guide and mercy and glad tidings to Muslims.
Allah commands justice, the doing of good, and giving the tilth and kin. He forbids all indecent deeds and evil and rebellion. He instructs you that you may receive admonition. Fulfill the covenant of Allah when you have entered into it, and break not your oath after you have confirmed them. Indeed, you have made Allah your surety, for Allah knows all that you do. And be not like the woman who breaks into untwisted strands, the yarn which has spun after it has become strong. Hear your oath to deceive one another. Each one party should be more numerous than another. For Allah will test you by this, and on the day of judgment, He will certainly make clear to you in truth that wherein you disagree. If that's your will, he could make you all one people. But it is then whom he pleases, and he guides whom he pleases. But you shall certainly be called to account for all your actions. And take and make not your oaths to practice deception between yourselves, with the result that someone's foot may slip after it was firmly planted, and you may have to taste of the evil consequences of having hindered men from the path of Allah, and a mighty wrath descend on you. Now set the covenant of Allah for a miserable price, for with Allah is a prize for better for you, if you only know. What is with you must be asked, what is Allah will endure, and will certainly bestow on those who patiently persevere the reward according to the best of their actions. Whoever with righteousness, man or woman, and has faith, better than them will give them life that is good and pure, and will bestow on such reward according to the best of their actions. When thou dost read the Quran, seek Allah's protection from Satan, the rejected one. The authority has he over those who believe and put their trust in your Lord. His authority is over only those who take him as patron and join partners with Allah.
When we substitute one revelation for another, and Allah knows best what he reveals in stages, they say, thou art but a forger, most of them, and not. Say, the Holy Spirit has taught the revelation from thy Lord in truth in order to strengthen those who believe and as a guide and glad tidings to Muslims. We know indeed that they say, is the man that teaches him. The tongue of him they frequently point to is notably foreign, while this is Arabic, pure and clear. Those who believe not in the signs of Allah will not guide them, and theirs will be a grievous penalty. It is those who believe not the signs of Allah that forge falsehood. It is they who lie. Anyone who, after accepting faith in Allah, utters unbelief except under compulsion, his heart remaining firm in faith, but such as opens their breast to unbelief, on them is wrath from Allah, theirs will be a dreadful penalty. It's because they love the life of this world better than the hereafter, and Allah will not guide those who reject faith. These are they whose hearts, ears, and eyes Allah has sealed up, and they take no heed. But verily, thy Lord, to those who leave their home after trials and persecutions, and who thereafter strive and fight for the faith and patiently persevere, thy Lord, after all this, is oft forgiving, most merciful. We're at 111.
On the day every soul will be recompensed fully for all its actions, and none will be unjustly dealt with. Allah sets forth a parable. If he enjoying security and quiet, abundantly supplied with sustenance from every place, yet it was ungrateful for the favors of Allah. So Allah made his case of hunger and terror in extremity, closing in on it like a garment. Evil. Like going from every side because of the evil which his people wrought. And there came to them a messenger from among themselves, but they falsely rejected him. So the wrath seized them even in the midst of their iniquities. To eat of the substance which Allah has provided for you, lawful and good, and be grateful for the favors of Allah. It is only forgiven you dead meat and blood, and flesh of swine, and any food over which a name other than Allah has been invoked. But if one is forced by necessity without willful disobedience or transgression due limits, then Allah is also given most merciful. But say not for any false thing that your tongue may put forth, this is lawful and this is forbidden, so as to ascribe false things to Allah. For those who ascribe false things to Allah will never prosper. And such falsehood is but a poetry, prophets, but they would have the most grievous such passions. To the Jews, we prohibited such things as we have mentioned to thee before. We did them no wrong, but they wrong. We did them no wrong, but they are used to doing wrong to themselves. But verily, there are to those who do wrong in ignorance, but who thereafter repent and make amends, the Lord, after all this, is our forgiving, most merciful.
Abraham was indeed a model, devoutly obedient to Allah and truth and true in faith, and he joined not gods with Allah. He showed his gratitude by the favors for the, he showed his gratitude for the favors of Allah, who chose him and guided him to a straight way. And we gave him good in this world, and he will be in the hereafter in the ranks of the righteous. So we have taught thee the inspired message. Follow the ways of Abraham, the true in faith, and he joined not God with Allah. The Sabbath was only made strict for those who disagreed as to its observance. But Allah will judge between them on the day of judgment as to their differences. Invite all to the way of thy Lord with wisdom and beautiful preaching, and argue with them in ways that are best and most gracious. For thy Lord knoweth best who has strayed from his path and who receives guidance. Who receive guidance. Who receive guidance. And if ye do punish, then punish with the like of that which with which you were afflicted. But if ye show patience, that is indeed the best course for those who are patient. And do thou be patient, for thy patience is but from Allah. Nor grieve over them, and distress not thyself because of their plots. For Allah is with those who restrain themselves and those who do good.
And Israel, we regard me as you can assume, glory to Allah who did take this servant on a journey by night. From the second mile to the first mile, furthest mile, whose three things we did bless, in order that we might show him some of the signs. For he is one who hears and seeth all things. He wrote most of the book and made it as a guide to the children of Israel.
Yes, sir. Assalamu alaikum.
Yes, sir. Wa alaikum assalam.
Yeah, I talked to the brother Mubashir, and he's working on a flyer. Once he gets it, all the information in there, you know, promoting the website and promoting the Space Scouts. The Space Scouts, we're going to get all that in there and make up 5 or 10,000 flyers and put them flyers all over Southern California and all over. At the same time, we're going to just keep announcing our website, and we're going to start, inshallah, attracting children to the school.
Okay, now what is going to be on the flyers again?
Mainly, it's going to look like the website. First of all, it's going to look like the face of the website, and then what we're going to do, we're going to try to explain to the parents what we're trying to do with the aeronautic aviation studies, STEM studies in aviation, and engineering science, all that. And also, what we want to do is explain to the parents that we want to start kind of like what they call it, Space Scouts. And kind of like on the line of Boy Scouts or Explorer Scouts or Cub Scouts, for boys and girls to have some type of discipline. And then, ultimately, a Claire Muhammad School, that's what we want, what we want to. I guess we should mention the Claire Muhammad School first, but the things that I'm attracted to is just all those facilities and those opportunities for children at that airport. You know what I mean? So, to follow along slowly but surely, I just have to slowly reach out to, just like at the Eads, like I went to the Eads over there at their park. There's a lot of Muslims there, like a few hundred, you know. And I could have went from Eid to Eid, all them, you know, all those picnic places, and handed out flyers. I could have handed out a couple hundred flyers had I had a maid, you know? Hello, you there? Rasha.
Yeah, I'm listening.
Yeah, had I had a maid. So that's what we're working on now. We had to get everything kind of like, you know, I don't like to be tacky, you know? And, so you make it look good, and the brother Mubashir really makes that, you know, that website look really good, you know, snazzy. I like that, you know. Let's see what we got here. www.fcmstemschool.com. Yeah. This is Claire Muhammad, STEM School of Aeronautics and Astronautics. And the Good Life of the Quran, call daily, 5 a.m. Right. Have you seen this website lately?
Yeah, I'm opening it up right now as we speak here. I'm going to...
SEMSTEMSchool.com. Are you there?
Yeah.
SEMSTEMSchool.com. Are you there?
Yeah, dot.
Huh. .com. SEMSTEMSchool.com. Did it open up for you?
Let me see. No, I must have, hold on. I must have bought. Let me see it in again.
SCM. Oh. STEM. School.com.
Okay. SCM. All together, right?
All together. One word.
School.com. Oh, wait a minute. SCM. STEM, STEEM, right?
No, STEM. Only one E.
Okay, let me end it up here. Okay, there you go. Okay. What I didn't come up.
Well, type in www.
Oh. okay.
www.
Okay.
It's STEM school.com and then hit enter.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I said right there, and boom, enter. Okay, there we go. Okay. Aeronautics and astronautics. Okay. Oh, about blah. Yeah, okay. Click on the planets. Science, technology, engineering, mathematics, yeah.
Yeah, I was just looking at it. What I'll do is I'll just duplicate this right here on the top half of the flyer paper of the 8.5
uh-huh.
by 11, and then at the bottom, write up our philosophy and space cadets, space club, and the aeronautics, the aeronautics learning too, right there at that Compton Airport, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then make me 5 or 10,000 loads of those and go to town. Click on videos. Click on videos.
Okay. Videos.
And then once you get to that, then click on aeronautics right there with the brother on the left side. Play video,
yeah.
Aeronautics. Right, watch
mm-hmm.
that.
Hangar doors for the Youth Expo and fundraiser for tomorrow's Aeronautical Museum. That program, by the way, launches kids on a flight path to success. If we're talking kids as young as 7. Okay, that's pretty good.
On the runway. No. Not Ibrahim Kahi is flying high. After a lot of preparation, he's ready to take the control under the watch of a professional pilot.
This is the thing that controls the plane.
It's Muhammad Kahi, boy.
This coordinator has become
oh, okay.
the aeronautical museum in Compton to learn how to fly. It's a non-profit after-school program for kids who want to take to the sky. What's your goal?
My goal is to get my pilot's license at Ronald's Aeronautical Museum in Compton. For the last 14 years, he's been changing the lives of hundreds of inner-city kids.
Get him involved in aviation, that things just make sense. Like, why do you need to learn math? Well, if you're going to go on a two-hour flight, get an hour's worth of fuel, they realize why math is so important. And same thing with being able to read and things like that.
If the kids don't have money for the flying lessons, it's okay. But they have to earn those lessons by working in the museum, either cleaning up or answering the phone.
We do that incidental learning and disguised learning. They think they're just answering phones so they can go fly, but they're learning customer service skills, things that can give them a real job in the very near future.
So how did Ibrahim do on his first flight?
It was really fun and felt like being in space because you can see everything.
To other kids? Dream big and never give up.
Stick to what your dreams no matter what happens.
Wow, I don't know who's more impressive, the child or the teacher there. Tomorrow, aeronautical museum.
Huh?
No, man, yeah, that's dynamic. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's kind of letting, you know, it's letting parents know this is how we're going to try to learn aeronautics and then
uh-huh.
astronautics too. Because Robin Petgrave, he got another program called FLAIR. It's Future Leaders of Advanced Rocket Engineering, FLAIR.
Oh,
Future Leaders
okay.
of Advanced rocket engine. He got that, and he got one called X-Generation Astronauts. So his mind is thinking more toward astronautics also, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to get the kids interested in aviation, in the aeronautics, but it also his thing is astronautics. Because, you know that way, you know, he could appeal to SpaceX and brother, what's his name, Jeff Bezos. You got some space programs, mm-hmm. to get grants and stuff. Well, you know, us too, you know, inshallah. So,
yeah, man, this is a real nice website, you know. Yeah.
Nice website, huh? The brother really, really, I just sat down with him, man, and told him what I wanted. Man, next thing I knew, man, he had put that up there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, yeah. So given our particular needs in our community, I'm going to put up a little, you know, real estate hour too, where we have mm-hmm. different people, because I want to get people interested in supporting school, and some people are interested in making money. They want to make money. So I'll get them, you know, both ways, you know. So, yeah, so this is the website. So it's coming along. And he really did a lot. If you click on About, then you can see where he talks about STEM at the About on the left. And
mm-hmm.
he talks about STEM, SEM, STEM
yeah.
Resource Center, STEM Resource, about science, about technology, about engineering, about math. You know, he really just mm-hmm. really do some stuff. Well, Mubashir is like that, man. He's just a brilliant guy. And, the STEM, let me see what STEM, and that explains about STEM. You see that? And engineering, math. Just just introduce it to the parents. Let them get, you know, because, you know, I just learned about STEM, 2013, about 8 years ago myself. I just, you know, I'm a teacher. But I went to a website. and they kept saying, we're a STEM school. And I said, what the heck is a STEM school? So I looked it up. And once I started reading about it, I said, man, this is open up a whole new world of how the white man, he gears, you know, his children towards STEM, science, technology, engineering, math. But he, you know, I ain't saying he geared our kids wrong, but, you know, he just leaves us to, you know, we be doing, studying what, dancing and, you know what I mean, singing and, you know, and, but he keeps us out there where the, way high up there on the food chain, you know what I mean? Yeah. And events, and also, if you click on events, he says, because I had told him that I want to eventually go to some launchings. And you can see right there, if you click on, you see July 3rd, SpaceX on the 3rd. You click on it? Rashad, you there?
Rashad. Yes, I'm legal. Assalamualaikum. 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 Yeah, assalamualaikum. 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 I can't hear y'all. I said, I'm illegal. Assalamu alaikum. Yes, assalamu alaikum. 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 Yeah, go ahead. I'm ready. Are you still there? Still there?